This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. The coronavirus pandemic has upended every part of life. The outbreak forced the closure of non-essential businesses, including hair salons and barbershops. Those orders are in place at least through the end of the month, and that's led some people to get creative about how to keep their hair looking good during the crisis. WBHM's Janae Pierre reports.
Barbershops and hair salons in Jefferson County have been closed for nearly 6 weeks. To a faithful customer, that's a long time.
I don't think I can hold out any longer. When I look at myself in the mirror, I don't know. I don't like what I see.
That's Richard Boyd of Avondale. The buzz cut has been his go-to look for the past 20 years. But right now, he says his hair is poofing out on each side and his beard is long and wild. Boyd usually gets his hair cut at Birmingham Classic Cuts inside Seasick Records. Angel Perez is a barber there. Most people know him as AP. He says just because a lot of people are stuck inside, they don't have to look as rough as the times we're living in.
For all of us right now, since we're all home and a lot of us who are in the service industry don't have an income at the moment, just a little bit of self-esteem and it helps you out a little bit, you know.
Perez keeps a fresh cut while he's home. So does his son. He says he's toying with the idea of doing a tutorial video for his clients. But until then, he's just a phone call away.
It's not going to be a professional level, but I've gotten phone calls, I've gotten text messages, and I walk people through the process. Just trying to look out for the clientele as much as possible while they're home.
Hair tutorials have become more popular during the coronavirus pandemic. Many hair care videos and blogs were made before the outbreak, but now they're getting even more views. Additionally, women of color have created various groups on Facebook to walk women through different styles. For instance, a Detroit-based hairstylist started a Facebook group called A Safe Space for Black Girls That Never Learned to Braid. There's also Curly Girl Method, a private group that offers tips to help women maintain their curly hair. But men are struggling just as much. Bob Bird is mostly bald and says his hair only grows on the sides and on his neck, giving him what he calls a hillbilly look. But Bird recently cut his hair himself with no one else home and one lonely bathroom mirror.
I just put that number one blade guard on, and I went crazy. I was just mowing my head like you mow the yard until everything looked consistent. But then I had to do the back.
No one can see the back of their head without an extra mirror. Bird says that's what made him nervous.
It was pure guesswork. I mean, I was running the razor behind my head without knowing what it was looking like. I don't know if on the back of my head if I've got a mohawk or a mullet or what.
Boyd from Avondale recently cut his own hair as well. Like Bird, he's not sure what the back of his head looks like either, but they both say they look good from the front, and that's good enough. Janae Pierre, WBHM.